Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Hilchos Eivin, middle of Simen Shin Pei Vav, the halachas of Shituv of Eiriv, which is called Shituvim Avayis, Siv Gimel, on the bottom of Reishin and Heyman Alf. Says Machab, Kachol Mishpati Eiriv Chatzes Vashiri, like all the halachas of Eiruvim of courtyards and their measurements, Visha Ishta Merubis Bishvila, and that his wife could do the Eiriv for him, Visham Abin Shalaladaita, that you could do the Eiriv without his awareness, Imein Abayis Pasuach El Luchatza Achas, if the house only opens to one courtyard, and Vishakad Nyochaligvaisir, that a minor could go collected, and Vishyochal Echel Azaka the Kum, that one person could go and merit for them all. And Ramah adds on, "B'shem Hayishu Tavin, if they were partners in Turchalab, they don't have to make an erev." Says the Mechaba, "Kach din Shitov, that's the same Allah of Shitov." Pagos said Ramah, "The fellow he Meshutav B'mshchin V'scharei, and even his partners were his neighbors in merchandise. Lezebayayin, lezebeshem, with this cup with wine, with this one with oil. In Turchal Neshatav, they don't have to make a Shitov. B'hu Shiyi, but Kleichad, as long as it's one vessel, that's the Torah in Simit Shin Samachvav." Says the Meshbur Sivkot Nyadal. Kechol mishpatei b'chul, like all the halachas, which hamavur b'simet shin samachvav, which that's in shin samachvav, meaning the halacha of eruv chatzeres. B'shiuri, then the next word of the mechaba, its measurement is mavur b'simet shin samaches siv gimel, which the Dir Shaten actually brings that if you have in the chatzer until 18 people, you need like a gregers for each person, and if there's more than that, it's enough with two meals worth, which is 18 gregers. And regarding a mavur, the Chazon Ish writes in the name of Rabbi Yohanes in Erev Nafchavav that its measurement is according to 18 chatzeres in the mavur, and then it's a gregus for each chatzer, and it doesn't depend on the number of houses that you have in each chatzer. On the other hand, the Riaz writes over there that you need to have a gregus for each house in the chatzeres. Continues the Mishabur, Vishishta Merebis Mishabila, and that his wife can make Erev for him, that's Besimit Shin Samach Zayin. Vishamabin Shaladait, and he can make Erev without his awareness, that's Gamkin Shem, that's also over there. Which the Dirsha Levin brings in, so too, if let's say he's particular about his shituv, the shituv is not going to take effect. Magamishtar writes that from the words of Rambam, we find the Chiddush that he writes that if one of the members of the Mavi asks from his friend wine or oil and he doesn't give it to him, then even if that wine or oil is not from what he placed for the purpose of shituv, however, the shituv is going to be bottled. Now, goes to Ramach, he asks if that's the case, most people cannot make a shituv and make an error because many times a person asks from his friend many things he doesn't give it to him because the Mishnah is inclined that even the Rambam would agree to the other Mishnah that only if it's particular on the Meichel that he placed for a shituv in his Makab, it's just the Rambam would say from his Lashon, like Lashon Abraisa, right? But in the Sagas disagrees on the Rambam, and we discussed in Shin Samach Vav Sivkan Lamed Vav. So that's Gamkin Shem, that's also the Shin Samach Zayin. Ketin Mishbru, B'shakot Nyoch, Ligvoisi, that a minor could collect it, that B'simit Shin Samach Vav Siv Gimel, B'shecha Yoch, L'zak, L'kum, that one could marry for them, all that Shom, over there, that's over there, Siv Tes, B'shem Ho Yishu Tavon, if they were partners, that in Tzich Lorb, they don't have to make Eb, that Shom, Siv Yod Av, B'agod, that's over there, and Siv Yod Av, in the Ramah. Siv Kotin Tez Vav. The Ramah said, even if they were partners with the neighbors with merchandise, lezebiyan, lezebeshemen, which somebody means to say is afbishin shnimin the mashka, they're two different types of beverages. Afalach, even so, given shemikleyachad, since they were in vessel, nikushidu, that's called joined together. Afbish lehun chushom l'shem shidu, even though it wasn't placed over there for the purpose of shidu. Sivkot and tazayin. But that is that it should be b'kliyachad in one vessel. What someone means to say is chayrish akol ashleisha shutafin, the merchandise of all the three partners. B'shnei kelim, but in two vessels, then afilim hoyu shutafis kulam b'menechad, and even if the partnership was all in one type, yayin Hashem, wine, oil, okay, gabno, something like that, agam kelim hamni, that's not going to be effective. The Shartinos Tezayin said that has brought in many paiskim, that even lezebayin, you have to have that they're all placed in one vessel. Says Mishmur further, although previously it was brought to the Pomim that at times mutafel b'shnekim it's permitted even in two vessels. Shem look over there. Hashem shani there it's different. Shem start for me called Hashem shutav mavoyis that they originally joined for the purpose of joining their mavoyis. Avlocha the lav Hashem shutav hunaksham it wasn't put there for the purpose of shidav elischer but rather for merchandise. Then b'kli echad in only one vessel yes b'shnekim loy but in two vessels not. And the Dirsha 13 brings that Shechinim that put their cooked dishes in one oven and they forgot to make an Erev, the Chazon Ish writes, they cannot rely on the Tavshah because of Shita because they didn't rely on it from beforehand for the purpose of Erev. Says Mishnah further, but now you should know that Ramon Nimshach b'Zeachad Das Tor. The Ramon is going after the opinion of the Tor. Avareva Peskim Cholkum Azeb, but most Peskim actually disagree on this. But in their opinion is the Beyayim Shemen, wine and oil Shem Shnei Minim, which are two types Shein Ruin Lesar B'Yachad, which are not fit to join together as one. Afilik Shoyim Rov Mekli Echad, even if they were mixed together in one vessel, Gamkin and Simchan Aleim Lin Shita, we would not rely on them for the purpose of Shita. But in Be'al Locha, in Dimaschal Zeh, where he discusses this, sift out. You could make a shita with all types of food. And even four or five different types of foods can combine for 2 meals worth of food. Which, as Mr. Bruce Sipkot and Yazayin says, that's a measurement that's fit even for 1,000 people. Like I said before, Siv Gimel. All types of food you can make the shituv. Except for gugonios, which are hard. Lazera came hard like a piece of wood. These types are like cherries. v'tavlin and spices of poilin, yuvation and dried beans, b'libba ali, v'tzalim and not on the leaves of onions, shlagolo oyach zeres, which did not grow a length of a zeres, b'libba chmein, the fitrius, not mushrooms and truffles, b'libba chafnius, and which are inferior dates that didn't fully ripen, as the Be'er brings here on the side. B'libba adashim, not with lentils, b'libba chit, masayim, not with wheat and barley, b'libba yorik, shubasa, b'libba basa, not a vegetable that's cooked and not cooked, and it's like partially cooked, b'libba maim, labadim, not water itself, b'libba melch, labadim, not salt itself. But if you make it salt water, then you can make a sheet with that. Some say that only if you have also oil in there. Some say that you can make erev with spices. Doesn't mishpul sip cotton yod ches. So all types of food except for gugonia shuhuk shlazera. The word someone means say shuhuk shaklochem kates that the stems became hard like wood. Shekvat somach b'mzera that it's already growing them seed for kush malchila and it's hard to eat. Sip cotton yod ches. And the tavlin spices, the labne achila, in other words, they're not edible. Upoil and yibation and dried beans, sipkot and chof, shein achol and kamesh and chayin, that they're not eaten as their royal lacha bishulan, only after they're cooked. The beans, shayidu aloch lachshav, has to be edible right now. Sipkot and chaval, v'libal, b'tzal, mechulun, not onion leaves, shakosh meyam lachil, which are hard to eat, av b'tzal mgufa, but the onions themselves, v'arm pen, you can make air with them, and miyash b'im k'day lapis, mazun, shtey sudis, if it's enough to eat two meals worth as a condiment in those meals. Sipkot and chabez, shlagod, mechulun, if they didn't grow a length of a zeres, because shabaychin kol kaktam, because if their leaves are very small, mazikul adam erishbehen, then the poison inside of them is very toxic for a person. Godlo alin shezeres, but if the leaves already grew a share of a zeres, which the dir sheitin being the share of zeres, machta shekel writes is a half amma of a six tefachim amma, which is three tefachim, hadim kibtzal matzim, and then they have the lachalik onions themselves, the marben, then you could make your air with them. Kishesbem shiul lapisbem a mazon shtei sudis, when you have a measurement to use as a condiment of 2 meals worth. Sifkun chav gimel v'li chamein o pitcher is not mushroom and truffles. Afilma b'shalom, even if they're cooked, which Ashar Tinois Chavdal says, because when they're raw, even by barley and wheat is also not an option. But Tam, the reason says the Mishbur Shein Odim Rog Lismachalim, because the person doesn't usually rely on them. Limach Masud, not for a meal, but Limach Maslifta, not as a condiment. Veinibon El Akrei only comes as, you know, something that's temporary. Uber Grochel Gazahi, the Vilna Gaon disagrees on this, but Daiti, his opinion is the Ma'arvim Mechamein pitchers m'shalom. You could make a erev out of cooked mushrooms and truffles. Sipkon chavdav lebechaf nias him to amram their bad dates lebushal katzar which did not fully ripen. Sipkon chavev lebedoshim lebechid mechula not with lentils not with wheat etc. How know that is kishem chaim when they're raw. The labanechil you can't eat raw wheat. For the same thing is oriz v'dechem a kidney sebation dried rice and millet and legumes shein run lachi lechel kamesh and chaim they're not fit to eat as they are raw. The marbmen say that when you cannot make an air with them because the rasb writes but chloi is marbmen roasted grains even though they weren't cooked you could make an air with them. Sipkon chavav. And neither would a vegetable, shubashable bashal, that's partially cooked. Shakashman lachim, they're hard to eat. A bashlagamer, if they're totally cooked, or a chalagamer, totally raw, marbman, then you can make erev with those types of vegetables. Which is sharatin, ois chavav, brings that to the place, right? They said, look at Prim Gwem, there's inclined that when it's raw, you need to have that it has to have a share of 2 sudas. When it's cooked, it's enough to use to be lalapis, to be as a condiment for a share of 2 sudas. I don't understand. And Ram and Shachanarch see later on that the share of litra of a yarik is whether it's raw, whether it's cooked. It says Mishmur further, Badafki yurakis, shadaka lechachai, not specifically vegetables that normally are eaten raw, then you could have them raw also. Because my grandma, writes, the left has to be done. Our turn, the Pupachal said that would be included in that it's eaten raw or cooked. Sivkan chavzan, not just water itself and not just salt itself, the love me the mazin, they're not considered as mazin as a meal, as sustenance. Sivkan chavches, aval v'chulu, but if you made the salt and the water together, then you can make a sheet for it. Shador lapis by hapas says the basis, now you could use as a condiment for the bread, for the salt water. It's measurement that she behind that it should have enough, because the lapis by pas, mazin shtey sudas, that you could use it, what you need for two meals worth of bread, like we see later on in Sivva. Sivkon chavtes, some say only kishnosan teir Hashem when you put also oil inside. Umayr is too much of Hashem labadai because it just the oil itself, like a shehard oil air, but would not have enough a measurement of the erim. Only with the mixture of the water and the salt. Even so, we're saying, agav Hashemin, because of the oil, chashva kol oichel, everything the water and the salt is considered furem, lahashon lashir, to supplement the measurement. Because Sharatzi and Oyez Chavches brings it in Tais and Ritzvah, it says the shear of Hashemin itself, the oil itself of the air, but it sounds like in the Sugya of Chavches, that the measurement is that of a revius. However, Tais is in our Sugya, writes explicitly that it's 2 meals worth And what they mean to say, presumably, is to eat with it, bread of 2 meals with, because obviously oil itself is not fit to eat, as the Gemara brings in the beginning of Perikets and Mabarchim. And that's how we find Yerushalmi in Tosefta Perik Vav. And it's not explained if the measurement is Rabbis. Is that a different shear, or is that the same exact shear? Ritzvah writes regarding this, there's Tumah where there was no oil of Rabbis, and also you don't have enough to use as a condiment of 2 meals worth. So he joined together these two shrimp together as one, and says the Sharatin, you have to know what is his intent when he's putting them together. It says the Mishabura. Uladina la halacha naktin k'day rishon. We hold like the first opinion, which Sharatin Nos Chabtes brings. That's the opinion of the Rif. The Rambam, the Smag, the Zrud, the Rashi, the Beit Zekish, the Rashi, Rabbi Yerucham, the Torah, the Eshkol, that they all don't mention only water and salt. And the second opinion is only opinion of Baal Teisa and the Ritva, and that's how El Rav agrees. And you should know also that Negoin Yaakov, he wants to be inclined that if you put water and salt, even each one independently, with the purpose of Arab, that would also be effective, since you could mix them together. But it doesn't sound like that in the Yerushalmi, which is brought up with if you made it into salt water. That's something of the Rambam, the Smag, the Beit Zekish, the Rashi, but the Dafka, when you mix them together, only then would it be valid, but you don't need to have oil. Sibkotin lamed. Some say there's some other metavim that you can make air with spices. The reason is they should the table by Sa'ichel because it fit to spice foods with it. So chashvul arve, so it's significant to make air with it. Veshur kechatz revis, and its measurement is like a half revis. Befshet possible. The b'shas tzchak in the present situation. Yeshilz moich yesh emra zeh. You can rely on this yesh emrim. Mekam akam avi yeshil zarmal arve pilpulin. One should be careful of making air with pepper. King kasev chayod and that's chayod. The meretz achem shubitz chasam sebe chilig arichem. Some tzadigim tzadigim um. Daitisham his opinion over there is the pilpulin who bechol shar tablin that spices is included in the category of the spices. And what's the measurement of this half revius? Who shnei loit, which is some type of a measurement that was in Germany, two loit, two and three quarters of a loit. I ain't trying to look over there. The Be'al Locham, the Remaschel, Lezebiyan, Lezebe Shemin. So, look at the Shmurus of Kot Zayin that he referenced this. That many disagree on the Shita Sator, which are the words of Ramah over here. And says that's how it was so found by the Goyen Yaakov that he agrees to those who disagree. And he writes also, but they admit that's logical, that lav davka yayin and shemen that not, even if it's one type, that they're not mixed together. For example, let's say he was a partner with this guy with bread and this one with bread. It's also not going to combine to exempt from shetuvim advice, if not that they're all partners in the loaf of bread. And the place don't write that by one type, they don't have to make an erev, only, for example, let's say mashkin, liquids that mix together as one, and not by foods that don't mix. And even though that when you join with foods, it's for sure going to be effective, even if it's many different types of foods, as you'll see in Siv Dal, that's where you put it for the purpose of shetuv. But here, that was not their intention. They just were partners for the purpose of merchandise, of business. That's not effective, only, for example, let's say different types of beverages that mix together as one. And even according to the opinion of the Torah, that wine and oil also is going to be effective in one vessel. There it's different because even though they're two different types, at least they mix. Like Rabbi Yechim Menuri that says they're both connected one to the other, and if a tefillium touches the wine, the oil is going to be pasul. Not so by solids, by dry goods, which they don't mix at all. He says, look, if they're one vessel and the tefillium touches that food, the other one doesn't become pasul. Obviously, that one vessel does not make it connected. That's the basic content of his words. Some say that you can make an air with spices. Look at Mefarshim that they wonder in this opinion, which is the opinion of Rambam, which is opposite the Sugya Gemara that says, if you're going to say, because we say but with this tablin is not b'nei achila, so over here, don't we say chit nesarim, which are and not b'nei achila? So you see, the Gemara compares tablin to chit nesarim that are raw, that you don't make an air according to everyone. However, in truth, the Rambam is not mentioned the halach of chit nesarim. And this he writes in Hilchas Erev, and you can pass him in the dog, and maybe his intention is even when it's raw, from the fact that it doesn't say Mebisholm, that's written say Bismay. But it would seem that according to Rambam, would be permitted to make air also by raw wheat and barley, because by Shittuv and Mavais he holds that they're lean regarding it, and just like they're lean that you don't have to have Dafka Pas. And he supported him to Sefta that says over in the beginning of the parag, what's Shittuv Mavai? A person brings a barrel of wine and of oil and of Tavu and of Gregris, and he says, oh, this is about all the members of the Mavai. According to this, he explains the Sug in a different way. If you're going to say that it says, etc., that Tavan Lab and Achilun, in other words, because of this, you would think to say that you're making air with them if that's the case. And this Bryce also says Chit and Sa'ir, and also Lab and Achilun, and even so, Rav says Nebuchadne Air, obviously that you don't need it to be raw right away for Achilun, rather just as a type of a Michael, same thing as spices, that it's also designated that to spice food and it's eat with it, so it's considered as a Michael. However, the Mechabit does not hold like this from the fact that he's Sois Mechid and Sa'irin, and he doesn't bring any opinion, obviously, because they hold that regarding this, everyone agrees that you cannot make an Arab. That's as written, say, that the Chid and Sa'irin is worse than Tavlin. According to everyone, you cannot make an Arab and Sarachin. Look at Meister Kech, Meis Meir, look at the Goyes Hagra, that Tosefta, that he actually deletes the word Tavua. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 12. In a case that if someone was mezaka bread to two people in b'shutfas, Chaznish is not sure if it's enough regarding this, or that you need to have also the miyachrit for the purpose of Erev, since it's not sufficient the Erev hadas, they're not joined together with compassion, with caring, like the balabais, that should be a partner with his neighbors with bread. And he writes from the words of Be'alocha that does not differentiate regarding this, is obvious that his opinion is that in all cases you can rely on the pas mishutefes on the joined bread. Issue number 14. If the person's a partner with one person with one loaf, and to the another person with another loaf, and the two loaves were placed in one vessel, Chaznish is not sure if that they're not combined for tumah, so you need to make it Erev, or since they're one type, they're better than oil and wine, which are two different types, and similar to yayin v'yayin, that it would be effective. Addition number 5, and addition number 15, regarding the shiloh, is it better to make a shita with wine than with bread? Taste is an Erev enough, ayin av, sounds like a little bit that, like itchila, it's better to make a shita with wine more than bread. And the reason, writes the Mordechai, is so that it should be recognizable what's the Erev, what's the shita. Another thing, Rashi over there writes that for sure you can make a shita with bread because that's definitely more significant. Lashon Rambam is that shita is bein bepas, bein b'sham, and the oichel, and it sounds like that it doesn't make a difference one over the other one. There's number 16, many different types of beverages, the Tosfos writes, that they combine if they place in one vessel. And he adds on that that's tafka if they made the shita for the purpose of air. Over the Be'alocha brings in the Goyen Yaakov that only by many types of foods that you have to put up for the purpose of the shita, but not by beverages because they mix together as one. As possible, Tosfos is talking about regarding air b'tchumen, not regarding shita b'mevayis, the way the rabbit is in the Hasagas that differentiates between them. Dish number 17, we said that the good gunny is that they got hard like a piece of wood. It's already started sprouting zera. That's hard to eat. That can be used for Erev. Now, if it didn't get yet hard to stalk like a piece of wood, you can make Erev with them. It's brought in the Gemara Erev Nafchavches that chasuch ibanim, those who don't have children should not eat good gunnias, because since the eating of it minimizes the zera, the semen, and there's two sheets to sit over there. Only merubi banim could eat, could make Erev with them. No, even, and the second opinion is that since it's fit for merubi banim, but those who have children, then even those who don't have children can make air with them, just like a nazir can make air with wine, and the soul can make with truma, that someone else could utilize it. And from the steam of the word of the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't make a differentiation, would seem that the pasuk is like the second teretz. Dish number 19, the Goyen holds that you could make an air with cooked mushrooms and truffles, because you can make a shita for all types of foods, and mushrooms and truffles are also considered as a food item, because they would bring it to Shmuel at the end of the meal, as the Gemara says, Baruch Zabram Zayin, as a dessert. And look at the Goyes Merab Raunschberg over there in the Gemara that explains the Pinna Shit Sagra. Dish number 20, unripe esrig, and also by unripe grapes, Chaznes writes that you can make an air with them. Dish number 22, Tosfos Shabbos asks, Shulchan Aruch writes in the Zagdama that is generally inclined after the majority of the three great Torah giants, that's the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam is that you can make an Erev with spices, and only the Rosh is machmir that you cannot make an Erev with spices. According to this klal, he should have passed you that you can make an Erev with spices, like the Pin of the Rif and the Rambam, which has the majority. Why, but here does he bring that only as the Yashayim, and he brings the Pin of the Rosh, they pass and stam, and he remains with a Tzarchin on this. Addition number 23, from the words of Chassam Seba, there you see that this share of Shnei Loit, what's considered a Chatzi Revias, is according to the way the Achrayim understand that our eggs got smaller. So you have to look into it because Shitz Be'alocha in Reisha and Aleph is that regarding Halachas the Rabbanon, we don't have to be concerned that the eggs got smaller. So why over here is he supposed to be machmer like the larger share? You have to say, like a Tchila, even Rabbanon, you have to be machmer in a place where it's easy to be machmer. We discussed in Shachanach in Shin Tzemeches, Siv Gimel.